From Dorothy, it's April 5th, 2026, 10 a.m. Eastern. Here are the latest headlines. U.S. Special Forces rescue the second airman from a downed F-15 over Iran as war tensions escalate. President Donald Trump announced early Sunday that Special Operations Forces successfully rescued the second crew member of an F-15 East Strike Eagle shot down over Iranian airspace. The operation concluded a high-stakes mission that began after the aircraft was hit by enemy fire on Friday. This rescue follows the successful extraction of the pilot earlier in the week. Both crew members were safely returned to United States control from deep inside Iranian territory. The incident marks the first time in over 20 years that an American combat aircraft has been shot down by enemy fire during a conflict. Iranian state media released images of the wreckage and offered a $60,000 bounty for the crew. During the rescue, U.S. helicopters were targeted by fire but managed to return safely. The downing of the jet and a second A-10 Thunderbolt contradicts recent claims that Iranian capabilities were completely destroyed. The conflict now enters its sixth week following coordinated strikes by American and Israeli forces.
President Trump fires Attorney General Pam Bondi and appoints Todd Blanche as Acting Attorney General. President Donald Trump fired Attorney General Pam Bondi on Thursday, ending her 14-month tenure as the nation's top law enforcement officer. He replaced her with Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche in an acting capacity. The dismissal marks the second major cabinet shakeup of Trump's current term. Sources indicate the decision was driven by mounting frustration over Bondi's handling of Jeffrey Epstein investigation files and her failure to prosecute political enemies. Bondi faced significant backlash for court losses and perceived mishandling of sensitive materials related to the convicted sex offender. Her firing has cast uncertainty over scheduled testimony before the House Oversight Committee regarding the release of these files. Todd Blanche previously served as Trump's personal defense lawyer during his hush money trial in New York. He has long-standing ties to the president and assumed the acting role immediately following Bondi's departure. Blanche stated in an interview that he had never heard Trump link the dismissal to the Epstein files, though multiple reports suggest otherwise.
The White House confirms the removal of Attorney General Bondi amid ongoing controversy over Epstein documents. President Donald Trump announced on Thursday that he has fired Attorney General Pam Bondi, ending her 14-month tenure at the Department of Justice. Trump named Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche to serve as Acting Attorney General. Todd Blanche to serve as Acting Attorney General. In a statement, Trump praised Bondi as a loyal friend who oversaw a crackdown on crime. However, sources indicate the decision followed mounting frustration with her management of politically sensitive matters. Bondi was reportedly told by Trump that her time in the administration had ended during a car ride to the Supreme Court on Wednesday. Despite her loyalty, she failed to deliver criminal convictions of Trump's perceived adversaries that the president had urged. The handling of Epstein files remains a central point of contention within the department. Bondi faced significant backlash for court losses and perceived mishandling of documents related to the convicted sex offender. While Bondi was scheduled to testify before Congress on April 14th, her firing has cast uncertainty over that proceeding. Rep. Nancy Mace stated Bondi remains legally compelled to testify despite the status of the subpoena now being under review.
U.S. forces complete the rescue of a second airman from a downed F-15 in Iran. President Donald Trump announced early Sunday that U.S. Special Operations Forces have successfully rescued the second crew member of an F-15 East Strike Eagle shot down over Iranian airspace. The rescue marks a significant escalation in the ongoing conflict, which has now entered its sixth week. Iranian state media released images of wreckage and offered a $60,000 bounty for the capture of the crew members. While one airman was rescued near the crash site in southern Iran on Friday, a desperate search continued for the second crew member throughout Saturday. U.S. officials confirmed that the second airman was located and extracted by special forces during a mission involving heavy firefight. The incident complicates President Trump's recent assertions regarding the war effort and contradicts claims that Iranian capabilities were completely decimated.
War stakes rise as U.S. rescues second airman from downed F-15 while two aircraft are shot down. President Donald Trump announced early Sunday that U.S. Special Operations Forces have successfully rescued the second crew member from an F-15E Strike Eagle shot down over Iranian airspace. The rescue marks the recovery of both air crew members from a two-seat fighter jet, though the mission involved significant risk as U.S. forces operated deep behind enemy lines. The downing of the F-15E represents a significant escalation in the ongoing conflict, marking the first time since the war began 5 weeks ago that an American combat aircraft has been shot down by enemy fire in Iranian territory. The incident occurred less than 48 hours after President Trump declared that the U.S. military had completely decimated Iranian capabilities. According to multiple U.S. officials, the F-15E was struck by Iranian fire on Friday while conducting operations in southwestern Iran. The crew ejected, and a search and rescue mission was immediately launched. Iranian state television subsequently released images of the wreckage and announced a $60,000 bounty for the capture of the American aircrew.
That's your Dorothy News Update. For full coverage and source links, visit dorothy.cm.mshm.